Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Thanks to everybody who was a part of this very special edition of the Lawrence Holmes Show today. It makes it sound like an after-school special about like drug use or something, which it kind of was. Jason Benetti, thank you for sitting in. This is a lot of fun.
It was great. I am just honored to be the first Boers and Bernstein intern to host with you.
Yep, Johnny Carmelo, all grossed up. Thanks to Mike Petriello for talking baseball and Mick Mixon for talking Carolina Panthers football. It is time for the afternoon show, and Rami Makhlouf is here, and Danny Parkins is there. And did you get a haircut?
I did. So you can see me, but I can't see you.
It's
or
better
Rami
that way.
Yet.
Yeah, you don't need to see.
You don't need to see us.
Yeah, not only did I get a haircut, I went to my wife's salon to get the haircut.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so I spent money on my hair. What do you think?
I don't get it.
You don't get spending money, or you don't get my hair?
I don't get when you could go to Sport Clips, or you
which
could,
I have for many years.
I know, and that's $20 or $25 with a tip and the whole thing, and the hot towel and all that.
I'll do you one better. I can't tell you the last time I paid for a haircut. My sister-in-law is a stylist, so I get free haircuts, you guys. No, I don't get them often. Danny, did you get a haircut? Because we had haircut talk during crosstalk with Aunt Heron yesterday. Did you get a haircut since that discussion, or are we talking about the same haircut?
No, since yesterday. Oh, wow. I got a haircut. Yeah, I got it at noon today. Doing a charity thing via Zoom for Carrie Wood tonight after the show, and then I'm going to go on Fox 32 Sunday night, and I just thought that I should stop looking like such a child. My hair was just so long and so shaggy and so unkempt that it had been like 8 or 9 weeks since I had got it cut. And so I wanted to regain some adulthood status, boys. That's all it was.
Well, I have to say that Sport Clips, I'm going to advocate for you here, Danny, because Sport Clips doesn't necessarily give you the opportunity to do that very slick Jonathan Taylor Thomas home improvement fade thing going on, like the clean sides and the little like slight teenage heartthrob comb over thing. That costs cash.
Well, I just need somebody involved here to talk to my son. I don't know if he's listening because I think he's probably done with school because it's Thursday because they do A day, B day. He won't cut his hair.
When was the last time he got a haircut?
Well, first he had the whole COVID head going, and then he started to like it. And now his entire hockey team all has, like, not old school hockey hair, not like mullet stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But all this front salad, all this flow. one of my volunteer jobs as a parent is to take the temperatures of the hockey team as they come into Johnny's. And every kid, it's like they sort of reflexively now need two hands to pull back all the hair just so I can get a reading on the forehead to find something to shoot. And it's just, it's a lost cause. Like, he's literally going, pff, pff, like he blows it upward to get it out of his face. And it, or and before,
I know that move. I've done that move.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, look at yourself. The guy's playing Fortnite, blowing his hair out of his eyes. And I'm like, come on, man. Cut your damn hair. And he won't do it.
Well, I'm not going to say
anything. I gotta say, I embraced the outlaw life at the beginning of COVID, too. I told Rami this yesterday. I didn't cut my hair. I didn't shave. I was like, this pandemic will blow over in a couple of months. I'll get back in there and I'll look clean. And then I was looking at the pictures of me with my newborn son, and Owen just like looked more put together than me.
Yeah, it's like what?
It looked like I had stolen this baby.
I was just gonna say, local hobo steals baby.
And
coming
like, oh,
up at
damn,
10.
Like, these pictures are gonna be displayed in my house for the next like 50 years, and I'm just ruining all of these early childhood moments.
I actually, Danny, I thought about this after we got off the air yesterday. Believe it or not, I think those pictures would be cool because it's like a sign of the times. You know what I mean? That you had your quarantine hair and your quarantine beard when this great thing happened and you had this baby. I think you should have gone with the look just as a reminder when you look back at these pictures what we were all going through right now.
There's enough.
Well, it's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity for you to explain that 20 years before ESPN used to televise the great outdoor games, and that like log rolling was something that we watched on television, and like tree climbing and all of that stuff. And maybe you could make it into a bit.
I would just do anything to be able to grow a good beard, because then I wouldn't need to like exercise and diet to take care of my second and third chin. I could just cover it up because I'm skinny everywhere else, but I can't grow a beard. It just looks horrible. So I've decided to spend more money up top to hopefully bring people's eyes like nose and up, where I feel like I do pretty well. I got a good head of hair. I got good eyes. Got a good forehead. But when you go like cheeks, mouth, chin, it gets rough. And so I'm spending money up as
Danny,
opposed to down.
I'm right there with you, and you just exposed my tricks. My whole look, the beard, long hair, I'm almost always wearing a hat, is with one thing in mind, and that is the less of my face, the better. Like the more of this I can cover up.
I look better in masks.
Oh, you know what?
Me too.
That's what's happening though in masks. It's like even recognizing your friends in a grow. If somebody's got a hat on, someone's coming up to me, I don't know if it's somebody who wants to kill me or if it's my next door neighbor or both. If my next door neighbor wants to kill me.
Yes. Well, I'm getting great value out of the mask thing. There are two components of this for me. Number one, I'm the guy wearing the mask who one eye is going to the left and the other one's going to the right. It's pretty easy to notice. The second thing is
costume.
I did have, right. Yeah, go as Benetti for Halloween. The surgical procedure will only take a couple of outpatient months. So the other component is I would say to you, Danny, if you want to draw attention elsewhere, wear brighter ties. I had a fashion consultant, a TV consultant, tell me once because I had mentioned like, hey, you know, I think I want to be better on TV. Like, I want to make it more palatable for the audience. And this fashion consultant said, you should wear brighter ties. And she had just told the group that I was in, there was a group of like 200 announcers, and she had just told the large group, don't wear bright ties. And she told me individually to wear brighter ties to try to draw attention away from my face.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you feel about it, man, but like you obviously work in television, and I only like moonlight there occasionally for basically no money. But it's so intimidating how good looking TV people are.
That's why I'm here.
Well, you know that you I feel totally comfortable next to, but they're so good looking. Like when I used to do the final word, and it was like me, Anthony Heron, and Shea Pepler Cornett. I was like, Jesus. this is outrageous. Like, can I get a different camera? Can I sit further away? Like, I don't know. Can I just be on with closed captioning? Because my content, I'll talk circles around all of you fools. But like, you just look so damn good.
Boy, is he a handsome young man or what?
It's infuriating. They're like, oh, Lou Kanellis is out. Oh, cool. Who's in? Shay. Awesome.
Great.
Great. That helps. Is there anything new to say about Tony La Russa and your White Sox? Because I'm over this story, and they haven't hired
gotta
a manager.
Gotta go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Benetti. Play him off. Now, the only thing that I found that was new that I introduced earlier today, and the Jeff Passan article, your guy in 2016, he wrote a piece for then Yahoo before he went to ESPN that is really good and really damning and frankly a deal breaker as far as some people should be concerned. It's entitled The Hypocrisy of Tony La Russa and the Understandable Fears of Black Baseball Players. And he references sound from the Dan Le Batard show that we ended up playing. And for those who are saying, well, that was 4 years ago, maybe he doesn't think that, we found sound from February of this year where he said exactly the same things and indeed thinks some pretty awful and wrong stuff about Colin Kaepernick that to me is disqualifying, not just for this team, but for any team.
Yeah, I read the piece, and that it certainly helped inform some of the texts that I was getting from Passan about the story. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, now this is all making sense. But I guess I may be a little bit of an ageist. I'll just say it. I didn't know. But it doesn't surprise me that that's part of the equation here. And, like, you almost have to, like, I'm not saying that he's unqualified for any job or anything like that, but it's such a young man's job and a young man's game and forward thinking and all of that, that I just, hey, we've got a 77 and a 77-year-old and a 74-year-old, you know, running the country right now, or, you know, applying for the job to run the country for the next 4 years. So you certainly could run a baseball team, but none of those comments from Tony La Russa shocked me. And I don't believe it. I maintain my stance from the first time that Bob Nightingale shared the story, Dan. I simply don't believe that he's a legitimate candidate, no matter how many people tell me that he is. I will believe it the day they introduce him as the next White Sox manager, and until then, I'm choosing not to believe it.
Even an interview? Even if they bring him in for an interview, you wouldn't believe it?
No, I still don't believe it. I'm going to be willfully ignorant. I will be one day late to the party of validating this story as being real. It doesn't make any sense.
Even if I'll meet it halfway and say that Jerry Reinsdorf has asked Rick Hahn for a favor and say, and we know he's never going to tell him who to hire. But if he said, do my guy a solid, interview him. I don't think Rick Hahn is going to hire Dusty Baker. I also have been reassured it is Rick Hahn's hire.
Yeah, I'm good with it. And like bring him in as a consultant. Interview him, talk to him, do Jerry a favor. That's fine. And then 3 days after the World Series, hire A.J. Hinch. And everything will be fine.
I agree.
This will just have been 3 days of fodder.
It's sort of like my months or weeks of Boylan freakout. When everyone kept reassuring me, yes, Michael Reinsdorf loves Jim Boylan. They signed him to an extension. Arturas Karnišovas isn't dumb. They're not dumb. They know. It's the same thing here. Rick Hahn may be a lot of things. He's not dumb. He's really, really, really smart. He knows his team. He knows what he's built. I'm trusting that to be the case. I'm going to try to learn from what I went through with Boylan, where everybody was telling me, just wait it out. They know. They are smart. They will do what's right.
And you're right about that, Dan, but I mean, aren't the Reinsdorfs part of the reason Jim Boylan got hired in the first place? We're not talking about firing somebody. We're talking about hiring somebody. And Tony La Russa is obviously in the good graces of the Reinsdorfs. And that was the point I made yesterday. If Jim Boylan could get that job and hold it for as long as he did, largely because of the Reinsdorfs, who's to say that this Tony La Russa thing couldn't be real?
Because they won't tell Rick who to hire. The only way it's real, if it becomes real, is if Rick Hahn wants to hire him. That's the only way.
Okay.
Possible, improbable.
Benetti, how did you like your sports radio? I mean, I know it was cool for you to host with Dan because you interned on B&B. And by the way, if you're the first intern to host with one of them, not exactly a great, you know, upward mobility track. It's not like going to Wharton Business
School. It's not like a Bill Walsh coaching tree going on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Some part of the legacy of B&B maybe we should reexamine. But how did you enjoy your stint in talk radio with us peons?
Well, the whole key is to be bad as an intern, and then you'll host the show. I think I was the worst intern in Boris and Bernstein history. I had a grand old time. I mean, I get to do it from home. I get to talk to your face, Danny, your newly shorn face. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Dan, if I'm being totally, can I be sincere during transition? Is that
I'll
possible? Is that allowed?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Can I be
Are
sincere?
Are you going to say nice things about me?
Dan, Dan has always been a huge advocate of mine. And the year before I came back here to do the White Sox, Dan was talking about me as an option for being the TV announcer for the White Sox. So I love coming on the show, and Dan, and look, I know Dan, sometimes you don't do a wonderful job of conveying to people that you have a heart, but you do. You're one of my favorite people, and I'm really honored to sit here and do this show with you. Yeah, you can put the gun down now. I've said what I needed to say.
You're ruining the bit.
Jason, do you know other people?
Thank you, Shane. Yeah, you're ruining the bit. And actually, Chris Tannehill does bring up the fact that you're right. Matt Abatacola, for a brief time, was an intern.
Jackie Jr.
Yes, because Terry referred to him as Jackie Jr. because was that like Richie Aprile's kid? I'm trying to remember. Jackie Aprile Jr. And then Terry called him Jackie Jr. because he looked like him. I forgot who the. I think that actor's in jail, isn't he?
No, I think you're thinking of the guy that was in A Bronx Tale, but he's out also. Jason
yeah. He's out again? Okay. Wait, he's out again?
He's out
I thought
jail?
He was in again. Oh, he's out again?
No, did he go in? No, is Maddie in jail? No.
Definitely.
If he's not, he should be by the end of business today. So by the letter of the law, yeah, he was an intern before he was hired on. So I guess you're the second.
So I was a silver medalist to Matt Abatacola?
Yep, one rung down on the podium.
Or I retract. Redact everything that I said. That none of that happened. This is ridiculous.
Guys, we'll get out of your way. Have a wonderful afternoon. I've been enjoying these shows. Look forward to enjoying another one.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. Jason, as always, good to talk to you. We'll actually just step aside. We're going to come back and we're going to ignore Tony La Russa for a while and actually talk some Bears and whether or not who has the better quarterback in this game on Sunday. Because I think the Bears are going to win, but we come back with Tanny's Open after this on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.